Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. As usual, before we get started, just a quick reminder of what the reviews mean. 5 stars means extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. The first restaurant review I'm going to read actually is the Carolina Smokehouse Grill. They are located at 11216-102 Capitol Boulevard in Wake Forest. Their phone number is 919-554-6144, and they received only 1.5 stars. Carolina Smokehouse Grill fare is all over the map. Just outside the entrance to Carolina Smokehouse Grill, a pile of hay bales is a not-so-subtle visual cue, inviting you to step inside and forget the Walmart-anchored strip mall where the restaurant is located. "Y'all come on in," they seem to say, where the times are simpler and the cooking is country. Any concerns that the place you're entering might be a kissing cousin to a Cracker Barrel are allayed as soon as you step inside. Nary a grinning pig or swatch of gingham to be seen. Instead, you find a simply furnished dining room with framed photographs of old farm buildings and a handful of antique tools hung in neat rows on ivory walls. To the right, a granite-topped bar dispenses a modest selection of beers, wines, and spirits. The menu takes its cue from the restaurant's name, though the smokehouse fare ventures across state borders to include everything from ribs and brisket to appetizer offerings of smoked shrimp and chicken wings. By and large, though, the list remains true to form with a selection that explores the southern repertoire, from old-fashioned chicken and dumplings to trendy fried pickle chips. On paper, that is. In terms of execution, the food is all over the map. Chicken wings, which get a light rub of cinnamon and brown sugar before being smoked and finally deep-fried to order, get things off to a promising start. Fried green tomatoes come close to the mark, with alternating layers of house-smoked mozzarella, providing a welcome contrast to their cornmeal-crusted tang. The only jarring note is a generous topping of a tomato jam, whose tartness competes with that of the green tomatoes. Smoked shrimp are undistinguished, with little if any discernible smoke flavor. Sweet potato cornbread, served in a miniature cast-iron skillet, wasn't even lukewarm when I ordered it. The knob of maple butter that fell onto the skillet when I removed a wedge of the cornbread didn't melt. The bumpy ride continues through the entrees. Crackly crusted fried chicken is a winning option, at least for those who favor dark meat. The breast can be dry. Shrimp and grits score with properly cooked shellfish and creamy bacon-studded cheddar grits. The light sauce is tasty too, but it's so soupy, and there's so much of it, you'll likely find yourself flagging down your server for a spoon. A grilled 12-ounce ribeye came out medium-rare as my dining companion ordered it, flavorful enough, but on the chewy side of chewy tender. It was, as he put it, a good Ponderosa steakhouse steak. Aficionados will point out that the Carolina Smokehouse Grill's Eastern North Carolina Chop Barbecue is anything but. With a medium-course chop and a brown sugar-sweetened sauce, it's reasonably tasty nonetheless. Barbecued pork spare ribs, available dry rubbed or sauced, can be hit or miss, depending on which end of the rack you're gnawing on. If it's the thicker, fattier, hence juicier end, dry rub is all you need. If it's the thinner, less meaty, hence drier end, you'll be asking for more sauce. In any event, I'd steer clear of the brisket. The fact that it comes already heavily sauced is a clue as to just how dry the beef is. Most entrees are served with your choice of 2 sides. Fried okra and waffle-cut sweet potato fries are worthy picks. So are the collards, as long as you like them on the sweet side. The kitchen clearly has a thing for brown sugar. And old-fashioned creamy mac and cheese. You might even consider going all in and ordering the skillet-baked mac and cheese entree, tossed with broccoli and bacon, and topped with tomato jam. It works in this case. And your choice of grilled chicken or shrimp. Desserts are homemade and usually include a couple of cobblers, recently blackberry and peach, and a banana pudding that's dense and rich enough to share. Carolina Smokehouse Grill is the 3rd restaurant venture from Matt Nagel, who previously owned Sambuca Chop House in the same space and opened Waters View on Lake Gadsden in 2006 after retiring from the internet business. In talking to him, it's clear that he's eager to iron out the new restaurant wrinkles at his latest venture. In the meantime, the smoked wings alone are worth the drive to Wake Forest. Again, the Carolina Smokehouse Grill received 1.5 stars. located at 11216-102 Capitol Boulevard. Again, that's in Wake Forest. Phone number 919-554-6144. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is for Como Como. Como Como is located at 1305 Northwest Maynard Road in Cary. Phone number 919-462-3555, and they received 3.5 stars. If you happen to stumble upon Como Como, which opened last November in Cary's Maynard Crossing, you might think it's just another strip mall Asian eatery. There's certainly nothing to disabuse you of that notion in the compact dining room, which is modestly, albeit attractively, furnished with framed silk tapestries, rustic glazed pottery on bracket shelves, and simple banquettes whose austere lines are softened by an eclectic assortment of cushions. Add paper napkins on the table and a soft drink cooler in the back corner, and you're not surprised when you open the menu and see the traditional fare of owner chef Jay Lee's Native Korea. But that's only half the offering. The other half will take you unawares, unless, that is, you already know about Lee's background. A graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, the young chef's resume already glittered with stellar New York restaurants Varietas, Danube, and the Palladian when he came to the Triangle in 2006, and added the Washington Duke Inn, Mint, and Finn's to his constellation. At Como Como, Lee's classic training is evident in a seasonally changing offering of contemporary French-inflected fare that sets expectations high and rarely fails to live up to them. A pairing of cardamom-scented sautéed shrimp and roasted beets, framed in a vinaigrette of aged sherry vinegar and Thai red curry, is every bit as delightful to eat as it is to look at. An individual shrimp and corn casserole in a rich sherry cream showcases the shellfish in an altogether different and just as flattering light. Winter's parsnip soup with black truffle cream is gone for the season, but few will fail to find consolation in the organic spring pea and asparagus soup that replaced it. The chef celebrates the ephemeral spring pea in a main course offering, where it's joined by lobster or shrimp in a pillowy homemade ravioli and an orange puree blanc. A pan-seared ribeye with Bordeaux sauce, rosemary roasted potatoes, and watercress salad caters to more traditional tastes. So does the closest thing to the authentic bouillabaisse that I've come across in a long time, which serves up a bounty of fish and shellfish in a tomato broth redolent of saffron, fennel, and the sea. Toasted baguette slices and a small dish of rayonne on the side will further widen the smile on an aficionado's face, which will likely stretch from ear to ear when the dessert arrives. Brioche bread pudding with coconut lime cream sauce, perhaps, organic carrot cake, warm and served with carrot on cream. Cream brulee rates a qualified recommendation. Ginger lemongrass cream brulee was exemplary on one occasion, but on another night the custard had failed to set in a lavender cream brulee. If the traditional Korean fare isn't as novel or as varied as Chef Lee's contemporary creations, it's nonetheless solidly executed. Sam, Korean lettuce leaf wraps are available in two versions, beef bulgogi and smoked pork, both of which come with kimchi, made in-house by Lee's wife, El Rio, pickled daikon and radish, traditional condiments and rice. You also get Rio's excellent kimchi as one of the components in the famous meal-in-a-bowl bim-bam-bop, where it joins julienne, carrot, scallion, and your choice of beef bulgogi, smoked pork, or vegetables atop a bed of brown or white rice. Add hot sauce to taste, toss, and dig in. Chef Lee is not above sneaking the occasional Western touch into a traditional Korean dish. The small mesclun salad at the center of a circle of chicken dumplings, for instance, which turn out to be mandu, Korea's answer to Chinese potstickers, expertly pan-seared on one side and served with a ginger soy dipping sauce. Or the colorful squiggles of infused oils and sweet lime chili sauce, garnishing a plate of spring rolls, which are crisp and well-filled, though the wrappers are greasier than the oven-baked description that would lead you to expect. The chef plans to venture further into fusion territory in the coming weeks, exploring the Korean mosaic concept embodied in the restaurant's name. In the works are pan-seared diver scallops with taro puri and fennel curry emulsion, grilled Korean-style chicken with angel hair pasta salad, and roasted cod with baby bok choy, Peruvian purple potato, and candied ginger. Sounds like a colorful palate and a daring one. I wouldn't be surprised if Jay Lee is an artist capable of turning it into a delightful mosaic. Again, Como Como received 3.5 stars. Located at 1305 Northwest Maynard Road in Cary. Phone number 919-462-3555. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is, excuse me, for the Latin Grill. The Latin Grill is located at 876 Gully Drive, and that's in Clayton. Phone number 919-359-6333, and they've received 3 stars. Latin Grill is just 20 minutes from downtown Raleigh, but finding it requires a little faith in your GPS. The restaurant is hidden behind Starbucks, tucked into the end of a nondescript strip mall that's set back off of US 70 on a meandering service road. Once you've arrived, getting your cultural and culinary bearings is even more of an adventure, and a more enjoyable one. The compact dining room is decidedly more inviting than the building's exterior would lead you to expect, for starters, with iron scrollwork and framed vintage sepia-tone photographs on the walls of faux-peeling stucco and stone setting a rustically romantic mood. Ask about these photos, cityscapes of neoclassical buildings, a steam locomotive against a mountain backdrop, a 1920s vintage car, and you'll be informed that they're scenes from Ecuador, where the restaurant's owners, brothers Eddie and Galo Andrade, were born. But if you think that means Latin Grill is an Ecuadorian restaurant, you're only partly right. The menu is, in fact, a patchwork of cuisines, stitched by the brothers and the restaurant's kitchen staff. Some dishes do indeed have their roots in Ecuador, where chef Edison Ortiz was also born and worked for 15 years in hotel restaurants. On Sundays, a special menu showcases traditional dishes such as Ecuadorian-style churrasco and cheese-stuffed potato pancakes called lalapingachos. On the regular menu, though, much of the offering is inspired by the Portuguese charcoal grills the brothers developed a fondness for while growing up in New Jersey. In some cases, the line between the two cuisines is so blurred that even the owner's sister, Natalie, who waits tables and manages the dining room, isn't sure which is which. Throw in a couple of contributions from sous chef Gustavo Villegas, native Argentina, a grilled T-bone with a chimichurri and a pork steak variation on the theme, and the culinary patchwork becomes a veritable crazy quilt. It's nonetheless a pleasing composition, with plenty to tempt among the offering that packs so much variety in a mere 9 entrees. There is no appetizer list, though a side order of exemplary tostones, twice-fried green plantains served with a garlicky mayo dip, will get your meal off to a fine start. So will crisp golden batons of fried yuca. Latin Grill's flames are gas-fired, but the kitchen does more than a respectable job with the Portuguese charcoal grill classic, barbecued whole chicken. The breast can be dry on occasion, but the dark meat is reliably moist under a translucent coppery glaze that's just spicy enough to add a little zest without upstaging the bird. Barbecued pork ribs are, as you might suspect given the cooking source, not particularly smoky, but they make up for it with chewy tender flesh that's well seasoned but not slathered in distracting sauce. If you're torn between the chicken and the ribs, there's always the combo, which serves up half a chicken and half a slab of ribs for a bargain $16. That includes the garlic toast, generous pile of shoestring fries, and a small mountain range of yellow rice that accompany most entrees. Shrimp and garlic sauce is another solid option, serving up an ample portion of properly cooked shellfish in a piquant tomato-based sauce. Better still is the picadillo, another Portuguese specialty pairing shrimp sautéed in a citrusy marinade with succulent cubes of seared pork. I'd even go so far as to say that the picadillo is my favorite of all the dishes I sampled at Latin Grill, along with the tostones. Oh, and Midoras, if you don't get an order of these caramel sweet fried ripe plantains as a starter or a side, by all means consider them for dessert. They're every bit as satisfying a way to conclude a meal here as the flan, which is pretty good too. And who cares if the tostones are not traditionally served as dessert? Clearly, Latin Grill is a place where food rules are flexible. Again, Latin Grill is located at 876 Gully Drive in Clayton, phone number 359-6333, and they once again received 3 stars. I have time to read another restaurant review for a restaurant called Mantra. They are located at 116-100 North West Street, and that's in Raleigh. Phone number 833-2823, and they received 4 stars. The menu at Mantra describes Kurkuri Mindi as the julienne okra lightly breaded with Rajasthani spices and sea salt. It's a relatively modest offering on a list whose ambitious sweep encompasses everything from dayboat scallops and mint cilantro sauce to cardamom, lemon, and garlic marinated tandoori lamb chops. But the Kurkuri Mindi is the first thing I look for when I open the menu. I have a pretty good inkling it will be there. I had the dish some 5 years ago at Saffron in Morrisville, where it was billed as a signature offering of executive chef Gamer Rawat. Rawat had trained in New Delhi at Bukhara, which has been rated the top Indian restaurant in the world, and had gone to cook at the acclaimed Tamarind in New York. Most recently, the chef worked briefly at Saffron of Chapel Hill, no longer affiliated with the Morrisville restaurant, before setting out on his own to open Mantra last September in downtown Raleigh's Glenwood South District. The Mindi, delicately crisp lacy ribbons of okra intertwined with threads of fried onion and tomato, is every bit as good as I remember, and it's just the first in a parade of traditional and contemporary Indian dishes that reaffirm Rawat as one of the area's premier talents, regardless of cuisine. Leading the procession, along with the Mindi, are vegetarian and non-vegetarian appetizer samplers, whose highlights include tandoori mushrooms, ground lamb Sikh kebabs, and crab shami, India's tandoori grilled answer to crab cakes, and soups, tamatar basil shorba, a silky cream of tomato tinged with ginger, and dal soup shorba, a yellow lentil brew positively thrumming with chords of deep, earthy notes. An entree course of chicken chettinand in a spicy southern Indian sauce punctuated with red chilies, black pepper, and onion is exemplary. So is a milder lamb awadhi korma, whose gravy is redolent of ginger and cumin. Ron S. Sikrandi, the chef's signature entree, raises the ante with a whole leg of lamb, roasted on the bone to fork tenderness in the tandoor, blanketed with a coppery, spice-fragrant sauce and accompanied by expertly sautéed baby carrots, broccoli florets, asparagus spears, and wedges of roasted potato. It's a most convivial marriage of East and West on a plate. So is tandoori mint sea bass, whose supple flesh is set off by a suitably delicate sour cream marinade and is cooked just to the point of doneness. Mantra's vegetarian selection is nirvana for those who don't eat meat, and eminently worthy of a consideration for those who do. Gobi muslim, a cauliflower sautéed with ginger and black cardamom and artfully molded into a cylinder on the plate, is as delightful to eat as it is to look at. You certainly don't have to be a vegetarian to appreciate the chef's take on dum aloo, potatoes peeled and hollowed out, stuffed with raisins, cashews, and spiced potato skins, baked in a clay oven, and served in a pomegranate tomato sauce. For the most part, desserts live up to the high standards set by the savory fare. Don't let the menu description of carrot halwa, carrot cooked pudding with milk, deter you from this warm, buttery delight. At the opposite end of the flavor spectrum, but equally rewarding, is the Indian ice cream, mango kulfi. I'd pass on the mango mousse, though, which is surprisingly lacking in mango flavor. Such disappointments are rare, and in my experience, minor. The only other one I encountered is listed among the appetizers as crab wrap, and billed as fresh crab meat served southern style in a lettuce wrap. The flavor is presumably authentic, but the presentation, in a papadum bowl lined with a single lettuce leaf, is hardly a wrap. If you want to try this one, I'd recommend ordering some naan for dipping, or plan on eating a lot of finely minced crab meat with a fork. Mantra's decor is exotically elegant as the food, though by no means stuffy. Near the entrance, a large jewel-toned mural of a young woman holding a flower, a reproduction of a centuries-old painting discovered in the 1800s, sets a suitably adventurous tone. A little farther back, hanging on the back wall of a semi-private room, is a portrait of Gamer Rawat in chef's whites. Arms crossed, with a barely perceptible smile, he has the very picture of confidence, deservedly so. Again, Mantra received 4 stars, located at 116-100 Northwest Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-2823. And here's some quick little restaurant openings that are happening. Little Hen, a farm-to-table restaurant in Holly Springs, just opened, and they're located at 5160 Sunset Lake Road. Again, that's in Holly Springs. Phone number 919-363-0000. Mahoney's Irish Pub opened last week at the corner of Tryon Road and Cary Parkway, located at 6490 Tryon Road. Phone number 919-322-2509. In Durham, El Coyote Bar and Grill opened last month. And that's located at 3801 Wake Forest Road, Suite 102 in Durham, 919-957-7070. The Unwind Wine Bar opened late December in downtown Cary, located at 201 West Chatham Street, Suite 103, and their phone number is 919-481-0881. Hurricane Grill and Wings just opened in the same shopping plaza as Trader Joe's in Cary, and that address is 1389 Kildare Farm Road, phone number 919-481-0903. In the Maynard Crossing Shopping Center, the same place where the Como restaurant review that I just read is located, Pizan's Italian Ristorante has opened. Again, that address is 1275 Northwest Maynard Road in Cary, phone number 919-388-3033. Cheap eateries with out-of-the-ordinary names. If you think the names of these easy-on-the-wallet eateries are out of the ordinary, just wait until you try the food. The Barking Cow Pub, located at 2500 Wycliffe Road in Raleigh, phone number 322-2194. Specialties, burgers, and dogs, in a nutshell. The newest member of the family of pubs that includes Leesville Tap Room, McGregor Draft House, and Sawmill Tap Room, Barking Cow breaks out of the traditional tavern mold with a whimsical style and a streamlined menu. Burgers are still made with half a pound of freshly patted beef, and dogs feature natural casing German wieners from Zwiegler's in Rochester, New York. Try the Cow Chipper Burger, American cheese and bacon, double pork or dog, wrapped in bacon, fried, and topped with pickle relish and cheese sauce. Dory's Downtown is located at 211 East Chatham Street in Cary, phone number 388-3030. Their specialty is diner breakfast and deli sandwiches. In a nutshell, owner Ray Dory's New York roots are abundantly evident in this cheery eatery, from the Taylor pork roll on the breakfast menu to the potato knish offered at lunchtime. Banana pudding is a fond tribute to Dory's adopted home. Try chicken parmesan on ciabatta, deluxe Reuben on rye, the King of Queens, which is a steak and cheese with peppers, onions, jalapenos, and mayo on a sub roll. My Sister's Kitchen is located at 4716 North Carolina 55, and that's in Durham, phone number 484-0200. The specialty is a diner with a Caribbean accent and breakfast all day. In a nutshell, the Scattershot menu embraces everything from buffalo wings and burgers to pork chops and jerk chicken. Your safest bet is to take a hint from the larger-than-life mural of pancakes, bacon, and sunny-side-up eggs painted across the front of the building, and order from the breakfast menu. Allow plenty of time for your meal, because service can be slow. Try the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich, breakfast plate, which is two eggs, grits or home fries, bacon or sausage and toast, or one pancake for $5.99, or the Georgia hot dog. Also on this list is the Worth It Cafe, located at 2945-122 South Miami Boulevard, located in Durham, phone number 381-6493. The specialty is gourmet sandwiches, soups, and salads. In a nutshell, the name of this popular RTP lunch spot is a playful riff on the surname of owner chef Chuck Hayworth. But the food is serious good eats, as you'll agree once you've tucked into one of his scratch-made soups or well-filled sandwiches, all made with an emphasis on local and organic produce. Try the tomato basil bisque, buffalo shrimp po' boy, lava rock fire-grilled lamb burger, house-roasted turkey with cranberry relish on choice of bread. Time to read a couple of quick things from the restaurant news. Spice Street, a restaurant run by Giorgio Spicatis Restaurant Group at University Mall in Chapel Hill, will close in, is closed as of now, according to a press release issued. In its place, he will open the City Kitchen, which will feature familiar American brasserie fare with locally grown ingredients in a sophisticated urban setting. The restaurant will close for renovations and reopen again in April. Yard House Restaurants is opening a location at the Cap Trust Tower at North Hills. The Yard House is expected to open later this year. The restaurant offers a large selection of draft beers, American cuisine, and an emphasis on classic rock music. The chain has 36 locations across the country and primarily in Southern California, and has plans to open half a dozen more, including this spot in North Hills. The move means the Triangle and North Carolina are becoming a craft beer destination. It's an acknowledgement in some ways that North Carolina and the Triangle in general are a significant center for craft beer, says Tyler Huntington, owner of Tyler's Tap Room, which has four locations in the Triangle. It's getting noticed by some of the bigger players, that is guys like Yard House. The 10,000-square-foot restaurant is opening at the Cap Trust Tower, a 17-story building in the North Hills complex of North Raleigh. And finally, Taste, a new American-style tapas restaurant, is opened in the former GAKS Tea House location off Dixie Trail in Raleigh. Co-owner Edward Hogg explains that the American-style tapas moniker is as that so we can put lobster mac and cheese on the menu and not have people hate us for not being Spanish. The restaurant offers more than a dozen small plates, each costing $10 or less. The menu will change 6 to 8 times a year. Hag, who runs the bar in the front of the house, says he and Chef Alex Unger met while working at the same restaurants in Syracuse, New York. When Hag moved down here 2 years ago, he decided to open a restaurant and persuaded Unger and his wife to help him. The kitchen hours are 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 4 to 11 p.m. Friday through Saturday. The bar stays open later. The restaurant is at 3048 Midland Drive in Raleigh, right across from Crowley's. And lastly, Stephen Duro Green has been named executive chef of On Restaurant in Cary. Green has spent the last several years working at Heron's, the restaurant at the Umstead Hotel and Spa in Cary. Ann and the Cary Hotel are owned by Jim and Ann Goodnight. Jim Goodnight is the co-founder and CEO of SAS, a nearby business analytics and software company. Green has previously worked as the chef de cuisine at the dining room at the Woodlands Inn and Resort in Somerville, South Carolina, under renowned chef Ken Verdrinsky, who had spent a number of years at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Bangkok, Thailand. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's restaurant reviews, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.